Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. Now we'll talk about laws that apply to a king. A king is the highest person in terms of honor that has to be given, even higher than the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah says, HaMelech lo dan velo danin oto. We're talking about here the kings who are not from David HaMelech, the kings who sort of took power. Many times they were people who didn't respect the Torah's laws. So if they weren't going to respect the authority of the courts, it would undermine and diminish the court system. So we don't apply many things to them. The king, we just said, is not allowed to judge others, and others are not allowed to judge him. Since he wouldn't respect the decisions of the court, of the Beit Din, we don't want to have any judgment passed over to him. And we learn out that anyone who's not allowed to be judged is also not allowed to serve as a judge. This wouldn't apply to the kings from David HaMelech's time, who were approaching the Torah with the right respect, and therefore they would be judged, and therefore they could judge others. Lo me'id velo me'idin oto. He's not allowed to testify about others. It would be below his honor to show up to court and to give testimony about other people. And others are not allowed to testify about him. If he's not going to be judged, there would be no point in wasting time having people testify against him. Lo holetz velo holtzin le'ishto. He's not allowed to do halitza with his brother's widow, because the halitza process includes the widow spitting at the brother who won't marry her. So therefore, that's disrespectful and dishonorable to the king, so we don't do it. And his brothers are not allowed to do halitza with his wife, a king's widow. If the king passes away with no children, his wife, his widow, would be forbidden to remarry. That's the halakha, like we'll mention. So therefore, she doesn't do halitza, because the point of halitza is to free her from the connection to this brother and to allow her to marry somebody else. But there's no point, because she's not allowed to marry anybody else. Lo miyabim velo miyabin le'ishto. He's not allowed to do yibum with his brother's wife. The king's not allowed to do yibum because the mitzvah of halitza and yibum are interconnected. Since he can't do halitza, like we just mentioned, because it's dishonorable to the king, someone who's exempt from halitza is also exempt from doing yibum, which is marrying his brother's widow if his brother didn't have any kids. And also, lo miyabimin le'ishto. You're not allowed to do yibum with his wife. If he passed away with no children, his brothers are not allowed to marry his wife, because the wife of a king who died is not allowed to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im natza lahalot o liyabim zachur latov, says Rabbi Yehuda, if he wants to do halitza or yibum with his brother's widow, we remember him favorably. He did a good deed. Even though it may be disrespectful to do halitza to a king, and therefore yibum also gets knocked out, a king who wants to be mohel al kevodo, a king who wants to release his honor, forego his honor because he wants to do this mitzvah, we praise him for doing so. Yibum and chalitza are a mitzvah. Amru lo en shom in lo. The rabbis who said that the king cannot do yibum or chalitza, they answered Rabbi Yehuda, no. Even if a king wants to do yibum or chalitza, we don't listen to him. It's considered to be dishonorable, and we want to make sure the king has his honor. Even for the sake of the mitzvah, we don't allow a king to disgrace himself. Ve'en nos'in al menatoyu. Like we mentioned earlier, you're not allowed to marry the widow of a king. It's considered to be disrespectful that someone takes the king's wife. According to this previous Tana, no one's allowed to marry the widow of a king, even another king. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, noseh ha-melech al menato shel melech. A king is allowed to marry the widow of another king, because it's not considered to be a lower status for that woman. We even find David HaMelech who married the widow of Shaul. Shene'emar, like the Pasuk tells us, like the Pasuk says, and Hashem gave David the house of Shaul, his master, and also the woman, the wife of his master, on his chest. He allowed them to marry the widow of Shaul. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel, will continue talking about the laws of a king. Met lo met. If a king's relative passes away and they have the funeral and they're carrying the coffin all the way to the burial, eno yotze mipetach palterin shelo. The king is not allowed to leave his palace to join the funeral. It takes away from the dignity, the honor of the king, if he's showing how sad he is in public. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im rotze latzet aharamita yotze, says Rabbi Yehuda, If the king wants to release his honor momentarily and follow that coffin, he's allowed to do so. Sheken matzino be David sheyatza ahar mitato shel Avner sheneemar v'hamelech David holech aharei hamita. We find this with David HaMelech, that he actually attended the funeral of Avner, like the pasuk tells us that King David walked behind the coffin. Little context, background over here: when Shaul HaMelech died, the throne was claimed by two people. Number one, the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth, and also David HaMelech, who Hashem chose to be the next king. Shaul had a general whose name was Avner, and he supported the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth, to be the next king, but later on, he left Ishbosheth and he joined David HaMelech. Yoav, who was a general of David HaMelech, he suspected Avner of being somebody who was playing a trick, of not really supporting David HaMelech, and therefore Yoav killed Avner. But David didn't want that to happen. David felt terribly sad over the death of Avner, who wanted to join him, so therefore he joined the funeral. Even though he wasn't really related to Avner, he went out there and he showed how much he cared about Avner. Avner was a tremendous Talmid Hacham, a Torah scholar, and when any Talmid Hacham passes away, everybody is considered to be a relative. So therefore, we see David HaMelech going to the funeral of Avner and showing how sad he was. But Rabbi Yehuda's proof is rejected by the Hachamim. Amrullah, the rabbis who said a king is never allowed to go to a funeral, they reject this proof. Why? Lo haya davar ela lefayeset ha'am, says the Hachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. The whole point of David HaMelech following the coffin of Avner was an exception to the rule. David HaMelech was nervous that the nation was going to think that he was involved in behind the scenes plotting to kill Avner, when in reality it was only the thought of Yoav, his general, who didn't consult with David. So therefore, in order to make it shown to everybody that David HaMelech loved Avner and he wasn't involved in his murder, he made the one-time exception to show that he was sad in public, and therefore he joined the funeral. But normally, unless it's a very out of whack situation, a king is not allowed to join the funeral of even a relative. When people give him the Seudat Havra'a, when they give him the mourner's meal after he has a relative who passes away, Kol ha'am misubin al ha'aretz, the whole nation, people who are with him, they sit on the ground, they want to show that they're also feeling terrible and they're grieving. But the king sits on the couch, even though he's supposed to sit on a low level because he's mourning. We said that he goes on the couch because it's honorable for him and we don't put him on a regular bench.